Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, April 14th. I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Hope you have a good holiday. The markets will be closed tomorrow on Friday, so enjoy the long weekend. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were May corn up 3.25 cents, 786 3/4. May wheat down 3 3/4 cents, 1109 3/4. And May beans up 9 1/4 cents at 1685 1/4. We did have a new sale this morning, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. The weekly exports came out as expected on the beans, 1 million metric tons, 548 old, 458 new. Corn was a good number, 1.73 combined, 1.33 old crop and 400,000 new crop. The 1.33 was mainly the Chinese buying earlier in the week of the 1.08. Wheat, really pretty lousy, 321, 96 old, 225 new. Now we've got the long weekend. The war rages on. I think today is a matter of, you know, what do the funds want to do? Do they want to take some profits here? Crude oil's down $1.55 a barrel. The dollar's back up 37 ticks, back over par at par 25. So maybe, you know, we'll see a little bit of profit taking here before the long weekend. It looks like that we're going to get some planting opportunities next week, maybe even some in the next couple of days, depending on where you're at. Showers have moved through. It's still a little bit too cold than we'd like to see, but, you know, if we get some dry weather, I think farmers will get out there because temperatures should be warming up in the next week or so. Really not a whole lot of news out here. We haven't seen anything earth-shaking one way or the other. Putin says there's going to be no ceasefire. It looks like the Ukrainians continue to hold their own. The U.S. sent $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. It looks like the EU countries are going to send about $1 billion too. So that should certainly help in their war effort out there. But, you know, I just don't see anything earth-shaking here. Kind of a quiet pre-holiday week trade here, and we'll see what they do over the holiday. If we come in without any rains Sunday night, I would think that we would be higher in the wheat market. But, you know, I think we're getting to the point in corn and beans, you know, we need to see exceptional demand. And, you know, corn's been pretty good, beans have been okay, but we need to see something a little bit bigger out here. It looks like Egypt did buy wheat. Obviously, the U.S. didn't get any of that business. I didn't see where they actually got it from. They claim it was about 350,000 metric tons, but they were looking at either Black Sea wheat or German wheat. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.